Hello?
Anyone there? Calling from National Opinion Surveys. It's not a sales call. We're conducting an opinion survey. We want to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask for your race?
Black.
Black? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably.
Probably, okay. What is your age, please?
25.
Okay, great. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
0.
0. Okay. But generally speaking, how closely would you say you've been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I guess something else. I really don't have one. So either the other.
Don't have one. But you won't consider yourself an independent? Or something
yeah.
else instead?
You can say something.
I'm sorry. Something else. Okay, just making sure. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Is there... I don't know option.
Well, I don't know. I don't know option. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied, I guess.
Dissatisfied, okay. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Worse, okay. Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from the following list. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, or improving K-12 public school education?
All of them? Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know all of them are important, but if you could only choose two. Education. Okay.
Yep. And then, healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. So now I'm going to ask you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very unfavorable. A 50 would be neutral. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Democrats in Congress.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Tim Scott.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know. Okay. Joe Biden.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Sherrod Brown.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Bernie Moreno.
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Cornel West.
Don't know who that is.
Don't know. Hakeem Jeffries.
Don't know.
Okay. Donald Trump. I'm so sorry. Did you say neutral?
No. I forgot.
No,
what were the other options?
Well, 100 means you feel very favorable. 0 means you feel very unfavorable. And 50 is neutral.
Okay. You can do... Maybe, I guess, 30, if that's a number on there.
30. Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were today and the candidates were independent, Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
None.
You said neither one of them?
No.
Okay. All right. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Oh, Sherrod. Okay. I thought I heard something before. I'm sorry. I just want to let you know we're almost going to be done. I appreciate your patience so far. Quickly moving on. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No.
No. Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
Was that a lot? Some or only a little?
Some.
Some. Okay, so what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump, did it make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Is that somewhat less or much less?
Much
less. Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
About his criminal history.
About his what, I'm sorry?
Criminal history.
Criminal history. Criminal history. Okay. Would you like to elaborate on that? Or just leave it in general?
I guess all the things he was found guilty on recently.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can choose two from the following list. The lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Wages.
Mm-hmm.
And the rising cost of living, and then...
Okay.
The one about education.
Wages and education, the lack of quality education opportunities, that one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue, starting with growing the U.S. economy. Is it neither?
Yeah, neither.
Okay. No problem. That's all right. Rising crime and violence.
Neither.
Neither. Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Neither.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Neither.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Neither.
Neither. And fixing the immigration system.
Joe Biden.
Okay, do you think he would be somewhat better at dealing with that issue or much better?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat, okay. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
Do you agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree? Yeah,
no.
His supporters said that.
No.
Okay. Do you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often. Often.
Oh.
Not often or not at all?
Often.
Often. Okay. Hold on. Give me a second. All right. So from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, or X, or something else?
Is it all of them?
All, If you could choose the main one, the two main ones.
TikTok and Facebook.
I'm sorry, you said Facebook?
Yeah, you said two. TikTok and Facebook are the two that
TikTok
are
and Facebook.
Most, yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Give me just a second. Switching gears a little. The last questions are for statistical purposes only. What's the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, all right. Great. Are you married, unmarried with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married with a partner.
Married with a partner, okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
You do. Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Okay. Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Less than half.
Less than half. All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban. Okay. Where one or more of your grandparents born?
I said suburban. Suburban.
Oh, suburban. My bad.
Yeah.
Let me change that. I just changed it. No worries. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the U.S.?
No.
No. One or more of your parents born outside the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside the U.S.?
No.
Okay. Last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Very well. The survey has been completed. We cannot thank you enough for your participation. Hope you have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.